Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Exciting being the operative word this
exciting.
Time.
Exciting. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And this is episode number 111.
Yeah. And it's a biggie.
Yeah.
This is going to run long, kids. So, you know, if you're driving, you might want to pull over because we have some good stuff here.
You don't have to pull over, but, you know.
Well, you know, if you're at work, then just sit in the parking lot and listen up because big week in, well, in a lot of areas.
Sure.
Chris, you got an important service announcement.
Yeah. This weekend.
Oh, boy.
It's not going to be that bad. We run two different domains, CamaroSS.com and CamaroZ28.com. We're going to move everything to CamaroZ28.com. So normally when you're on the message board, you look at the top of your screen and you're at web.CamaroSS.com/message board. That is going to change. It's going to change to just www.CamaroZ28.com/message board.
Or forums.
Yes, forums.
Or whatever. Something like that. Yeah, whatever, it'll be like that.
Whatever it's at now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so make sure you update your bookmarks, and you might need to update your cookies if it doesn't automatically log in. But that's no big deal. You just do that one time, and you're good to go.
And make sure you know what your password is.
I have a feeling we're going to get...
Yeah.
I can't log in. I forgot my password.
So the board is going to be down this weekend.
Yeah. But not for long. We're going to do it Sunday morning when most of you are probably still sleeping. So it'll be good to go. We're not going anywhere. It's on the same server. We're just consolidating
things
a little bit.
And we got good reason coming down the line.
Yes.
Everything's going to be kick-ass. And speaking of kick-ass, we got a kick-ass podcast.
Oh, man. Tell us what we're going to talk about today.
Here's the lowdown. Here's the rundown. First of all, we're going to talk a little bit about the Challenger. And then we're going to go right into that from there into some important Camaro news, man. This is the news we've been waiting for. This is the news that we've been dying for, saying it's going to happen. Well, actually, a couple big pieces of news hit us this week. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to give our comments on it. We're going to talk about a little bit more misinformation out there to go along with the good information that came out. I'm pissed off again, so you're going to hear me rant. Talk a little bit about the diecast and Transformers, and we got some email and voicemail and a whole flurry of other stuff. So since this is going to run so long.
It's going to be jam-packed.
Let's get into it, eh?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, remember last week?
Uh-huh.
You remember that thing we did?
Oh, you know what? I had to shave my tongue after drinking that, lemon drop dead or Jones soda?
Well, guess what?
What do you got? Oh, no.
I got another one. So we'll do a little taste test before we start the episode here.
What is it?
Ah, yes. It's another Jones soda.
Of course.
Candy corn.
Candy
limited
corn
limited edition. A creepy treat by the folks at Jones.
You were hiding.
Are you
that.
Ready for this?
Yeah, what choice do I have?
Yeah, hey, here,
I want to get to the news here.
Okay.
So let's do this. Bush. Does it smell like candy corn? Or does it smell like cat piss? It looks like cat. It looks like the. Oh boy. All right, I'll wait till you. Wow, that does smell. It smells like somebody had sex with a clown.
You ready?
Yes.
Bottoms up.
Here we go. That doesn't taste anything like friggin' candy corn, Chris.
Mm.
It tastes like
me.
It tastes like Robitussin with sugar in it.
No, it tastes like. It tastes like I'm drinking maple syrup.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Screw Jones.
It tastes yeah.
God, that leaves
caramelly
a funky aftertaste, man.
Ew.
We keep drinking it, though.
I'm not drinking anymore.
All right.
Stay tuned for next week.
Next week when you're going to get another can of something.
Oh, dude, I've got two more in my fridge.
Oh,
different flavors.
And you're not going to tell me what they are you?
Nope.
Whatever. All right. Enough of the soda for this week. So let's get into the big car news, eh?
Okay.
All right. In the automotive news section on our board, pictures of the production Challengers was leaked. Nobody gives a damn. Let's move on to the Camaro stuff.
Okay.
Here we go. The first ever release of any sort of actual semi-production or prototype, but based on, you know, what the production car is going to be based on, pictures was released. Not even leaked.
No.
It was just
right
released.
From GM's blog.
Yep, and it's a picture of our friend Ed Welburn, who you and I had the pleasure of meeting once or twice.
Yeah? Yeah.
Nice guy, good guy. He's a guy in the Cadillac commercials. You might see him.
Yeah.
Leaning up against a very highly camouflaged, not Camaro concept. This is a Camaro prototype.
Right.
Huge difference there.
Well, looking at it, you know, as you're seeing Ed hug it, you can notice some little bit differences, you know, from the concept to the pre-production version.
The mirrors, for example.
The mirrors.
They look more realistic.
Yeah. That was the biggest thing I was looking at, was the mirrors.
We've been told that the production is going to be real similar to the concept, and man, you could swear that's a concept just with camouflage and different mirrors. I mean, it's close.
You know the thing everybody was complaining about last week when it was revealed?
Who knows? What?
You know, the news that, you know, GM released, you know, that Lutz was talking about?
Uh-huh.
Can you even see them in the picture?
See what?
What are those things? On the back. The thing we were talking about last week.
That was a week ago. I don't remember what I had for breakfast. What?
The thing that Lutz says, we'll have it. A B-pillar?
Oh, the B-pillar thing. Yeah, you can't even see it.
You can't even see it.
I had Cheerios for breakfast.
Hallelujah.
I'm a little behind on things. I'm one step away. Yeah, the B-pillar thing. Well, you know, if you want to see pictures of what we're talking about, it's in the 2010 Camaro forums. Oh, but what happened to fifth-gen Camaro forums? We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
Because talking about the B-pillar, Scott Settlemyer, our good old friend, made a post, and I'm going to read it to all you folks who haven't been on the board who need to go into that area. He says, "Good afternoon, Camaro comrades and Firebird friends." What the hell's a Firebird?
You're going to piss off a lot of people. You better take that back.
Well, good. Then go to firebirdta.com. I'm just kidding, guys. He says, "Three items for you to share." You know, me. He sent it to me, so I sent it. "Did you ever find yourself wanting to own a replica of the Bumblebee? Well, you could be one of three lucky winners. Yes, they will be production Camaros, and yes, they'll be painted in that special color. Just go to chevy.com/Camaro to sign up." Now, just let me stop right there. We did talk about this last week.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We were told it was initially going to be like a little insert inside the Transformers DVD, which, you know, we both bought.
Yeah, apparently some people got it and some people didn't.
I didn't get it. What the hell?
But people were posting it on the board, pictures of theirs, so apparently it's out there.
Right.
Best Buy didn't get it to me.
But all you got to do is, like Settlemyer said, go to chevy.com/Camaro and sign up. It's pretty quick and easy, and you can sign up for information, too, which,
yeah,
if you're listening to this, you probably want to do that.
Absolutely.
Scott continues. He said, "Also, you'll want to visit chevynation.com. Once there, click on Chevy Clubhouse, and then click on the Silver Camaro concept, and then click on Camaro Now. Each month, we'll be posting stuff that you won't want to miss. Now, don't expect to find a complete order guide and glossy color photos of the new Camaro yet, but we'll be updating each month, and you do not want to miss November."
Ooh.
So, now is where it starts. This is the beginning of when the information that we've been wanting to hear, I think, is going to start trickling in. And the more it trickles in, I think it's going to come in at a faster pace.
Good.
And this is the important thing that I think Scott talks about. He says, "Finally, a word about the recent blogs out there." Whatever. You know, blog boards. "Yes, the Camaro will have a key versus push-button start."
Boo.
I'm not heartbroken. "Yes, it will be a model year 2010, but we have not moved the startup date. We'll start building Camaros in the fourth quarter of 2008, and they'll be in dealerships in the first quarter of 2009.
That's cool.
Here's, again, I want to stop right there and mention something. General Motors never said it was a 2009 car.
Nope.
Ever. Everybody else did. The magazines did. It was all speculation. Even we did for a little while.
Sure.
And then we found out months ago that it wasn't going to be, so we changed it from 2009 forums to fifth-gen forums.
Yeah. You know.
And now that it's official and it's public, we've changed our forums to 2010 Camaro forums. And then, speaking of B-pillar, he goes on to continue. "Yes, the new Camaro will have a B-pillar, but it is not noticeable from the outside. Think of a first-gen with the rear window in the up position. The rear window will cover the B-pillar, and there will be a weather strip attached. The B-pillar is necessary for several reasons, the most important being reduction of mass and structural rigidity. And I think we're safe in saying this. The production car is so close to the concept that if we were driving down the road in a production Camaro coupe in silver and you passed us going the other way, you'd swear it was the silver concept."
Nice.
So like they said,
nice.
What we see is what we're going to get.
That's what I like to hear.
He continues and wraps it up by saying the future just keeps getting brighter and brighter. Good luck, and we hope that all three Bumblebee Camaros will go to good homes in the Camaro Firebird enthusiast community. which is probably going to be three people on our board.
Hey, I wouldn't mind being one of those people.
That's the big news, man. Concrete facts.
It's a, well, you know, I'm happy to start hearing a lot of this information come down the pipeline. A lot of people have been waiting for this kind of stuff, and hopefully it starts trickling out more and more as the weeks come on.
I think it will. Along with the misinformation.
Oh.
Yeah. 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 There's people out there that seem to get excited over giving... Why do you keep drinking that?
It was an instinct.
Yeah, just there's a cup of piss and I'm going to drink it. I like the lemon drop stuff. You okay?
Yeah. Gag reflex.
God, I've never seen you make that face before. Look like somebody held a turd under your nose. Anyway. Oh, you ruined my rant. Now I got to get angry again. Hold on. Okay. They get off on posting misinformation or just spouting off about junk that just isn't true, and they're presenting it as fact. There is some person out there that's pushing pictures of what they're saying is the 2010 Camaro SS.
Yeah.
And they even have an accompanying article, which doesn't really say anything about it other than just got a little bit of Camaro information. Dude.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Stop it!
I think people just get a kick out of, you know.
That ranks up there with wearing other people's underwear or something. I swear to God. Yeah. I mean, what kind of kicks do you get off that? You know, just if you're listening and you know who you are, stop it. And certainly don't try to post it on our board because we shut the shit down. Damn right.
That's right.
That's right.
Done.
So, look, don't go anywhere for official information. We post it because it's real. We don't go for misinformation.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go to the Rumble in the Park after school.
Well, you know.
I feel better now.
Good. Glad you could get that off your chest.
Well, it's been pissing me off, you know. People come on and they say, oh, this is going to be this way. But they don't say, this is just a fabrication. I'm just kind of just saying what if. They're presenting it as fact. And that's how nasty rumors get started. And then
you caught that one pretty quick, too, because I'm sure people would be piling on that person real quick.
Well, there was one reply.
Yeah, only one.
Yeah.
That could have escalated highly fast.
Yeah. And actually, the person that posted it, I kind of saved their ass because I think people would have ripped it off if they'd seen it.
Right.
We'll just leave it at that. It's out there and it's fake, and it's being presented as fact. Cut it out.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I feel much better now.
Good. Good.
Hey, the diecast was released over the weekend.
How'd that go?
CamaroZ28.com diecast series 2. It went great. I've got flooded with orders, man. 2/3 are already gone. It hasn't been a week.
Oh, my God.
We're facing a sellout. So if you haven't checked it out, just go to CZ28store.com. I put some cool combo deals. Did you see the keychain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a Photoshop job, but they're coming in. And, you know, I made some cool keychains to sell for dirt cheap or maybe to give out here in the podcast or do whatever the hell we want to with them. But I got a combo deal with that and a combo deal with the rest of the Greenlight convertibles. So I kind of want to deliver to the fans.
Nice.
It's out there. And then, then the Transformer thing. You know, we talked about that. I haven't
both mine up. I picked up the regular version here and the HD DVD
version. Now, why'd you get two different versions?
I don't know. I just wanted to get them both just in case, you know. Even though the HD DVD disc, it said special edition on it.
Yeah.
This one, you know, was a two-disc special edition. I just wanted to compare the two. Mm-hmm. See if everything was the same on both. And I can lend this one out to my parents, my family, that, to let them watch the movie.
Yeah, if you guys haven't ordered yours from Amazon yet, just go to CamaroZ28.com/A-Store.
A-Store?
A-Store. That's our Amazon store built into the site. Helps the site out. If you're listening, you want to.
Yeah.
So let's get to the fun stuff. We got the business out of the way. We got the rant out of the way. We got the sales pitch out of the way. Let's have some fun. We had some interaction
with
some of our members.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
We got another voicemail this week, and we'll go ahead and play that for you.
Hey, Chris and Jason. Mario92 from the board. Hey, just heard the latest podcast today, and here's my take on OnStar and with the option opt in, out, whether or not, you know, law enforcement can control during a high-speed pursuit, you know, slowing down a car. Law enforcement's still going to have it. If you think about it, OnStar is used now in an event that the car is stolen, they can locate it, You know, even if somebody opts in or out, that's like, one's if the car gets carjacked. You know, it's one of those touchy subjects. But frankly, if I had a family member who gets carjacked, you know, I like the ability of, you know, somebody, big brother, so to speak, to be able to slow the car down or turn it off so law enforcement can do their part. Just my two cents. All right. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
Hey, thanks for that voicemail. This is exactly what we were talking about last week.
Right.
I'm glad to hear another opinion on that. I completely agree with them.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
We've read a lot of different opinions on that, but it's nice to hear somebody just kind of offer theirs, just kind of matter of fact, not
right.
The sky's falling, we're all going to die, you know, Big Brother's going to be, you know, making you write bad checks.
Right.
So, you know, if you've got a comment on the whole OnStar and privacy issue or anything else we've talked about, we've covered a lot so far in this podcast, we've got a little bit more to go, just give us a buzz. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's right, and that's just that easy. And we got another email this week, too.
Okay, Chris. I've done my reading for the... Oh, no. Oh, is it the... Okay.
Guess who this is from?
My hillbilly friend.
You got it.
Oh, man.
Here's another one from our good friend, Harwant Sethi. He actually put a subject in this week, and it says you need glasses.
Who? Me?
I don't know. It's to both of us, so here. I'll just read it down.
Okay.
He says, one question. Do you have a save file in your brain? 3 weeks ago, Jason had a rant that the guys on the board were saying that the fifth-gen board... guys should stop giving false weights for the Camaro. Now, if I mention it, you say, stop drinking oat. Hee hee. Get some glasses, a brain, a life, fast. P.S. What trim level of the fifth gen are you going to buy? Z28 convertible? Harwant Sethi.
We're so high right now.
See, you got to understand, Harwant, when you send us these emails... It's like you may have just listened to the episode of the podcast, but we didn't just record it. Those are from like weeks ago, so you have to kind of give us a clue about what you're talking about.
Here's the deal. We actually release these on Friday, and we talk like it's released on Friday, but we actually record them Thursday night.
Yeah.
So right now, as we are physically speaking, it's Thursday night, but as you're hearing it, it's
Friday morning or whenever.
Well, in Harwant's case, it might be 2 weeks from now. Hey, Harwant, happy November. Why do I need glasses though? If I have a save file in my brain and the guys on the shit,
you might as well talk about the oat barrel again or something. I don't know.
Who drinking oat? No, oak. Drinking directly from the oak barrels.
Oak.
Maybe that's what I meant.
Yeah.
He's so confused. I don't know what I meant.
Yeah.
We love hearing from him.
Oh yeah, he's funny. We can answer your PS.
Oh, yeah.
Of what trim level are you going to buy? Personally, I'm leaning towards a convertible right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Not me.
You're leaning toward the coupe.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the first year out, I'm going to buy the baddest mofo out there, and then I'm going to make it twice as bad.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much on the spot before I even really get to drive it. I think I'm just going to throw it into the shop and...
mess with it.
Give a credit card out that I probably shouldn't talk to my wife about and go to town. Z28 or SS? Didn't he mention that too, right?
Yeah, Z28 or SS.
Who knows? Whatever's there.
Yep, whatever's there.
I'm not going to get hung up on two or three letters on the side of the car.
Yeah, we already went through this a year ago.
I'd rather just drive what they make.
Yeah.
Screw that. Maybe it's the STFU edition that we've talked about.
Yeah, no kidding.
CamaroSTFU.com. always good to hear from you guys. It really is. We covered a lot on this one.
We sure did.
Hey, don't forget, kids, just like Chris said at the beginning of the podcast, the board's going to be down at one given point during this weekend. Don't get hyper.
Don't freak out.
That's right.
It'll be back.
It will. And better than ever.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we got a lot of... We always say we got plans in the works. Well, they're starting to come together.
I think that's it, though, for the week. We covered a lot.
We did. I need to take a
Yeah.
Take a rest.
Okay.
drink some more of this
no.
nuclear pee that you accidentally,
no more for me.
Accidentally drank again.
No more for me.
Get the cup away from you.
Yeah.
And okay. Jake Robb, maybe you're not such an SOB after all. We'll see what happens. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Hey, move your ass!
Candy corn. God. Oh, that's bad.